Great to have you with us this morning. I'll make a few remarks, and then I'd be happy to answer any questions. And if any of you would like to do one-on-one interviews afterward, I'd be happy to do that as well. I just wanted to give everybody an update on the status of the First in the Nation Iowa Caucus Review Committee. Since the committee was appointed by Chairman A.J. Spiker last March 19th, members have been hard at work. The first official meeting of the committee will be next Thursday, 10 o'clock in the morning, out of DMAC on the Ankeny campus. We also have a meeting scheduled for a month after that in Cedar Rapids on May 30th, and then a month after that in Sioux City. That will be on June 25th. You know, we think that making sure that Iowa has the most open, honest, and transparent presidential testing ground in the country is important not just to Republicans, but indeed it's important to all Iowans and really to all Americans. And that's why we plan to have an open process. We plan to involve Iowans from all walks of life and involve ordinary Iowans, but involve national political leaders, experts, and others as well. We divided our process into subcommittees. We have three subcommittees. The first subcommittee is on public information, and the second subcommittee is on operations and tabulation, and the third subcommittee is on training. We've appointed committee chairs and members to all those subcommittees. All of the subcommittees have met or will meet either electronically or in person prior to our first meeting on coming up on next Thursday. I've asked all of the subcommittee chairs and members to, in their particular areas, to review what went right with the Iowa caucus and caucuses, and we believe very much did, to review what went wrong, and then come up with solid, actionable recommendations to improve the process. Those subcommittee chairs will give their preliminary reports at our first meeting coming up next Thursday. We've asked them to have preliminary recommendations by the following meeting coming up in Cedar Rapids. And so that's the process that we've outlined. We wanted everyone to be aware of that. The other thing is we have a research working group, and that research working group will be taking a survey of all county chairs in Iowa, of activists, central committee members, to get a sense for what we need to do to improve. The public will be able to be involved too. We plan to have a website where you'll be able to offer your comments and suggestions as well. And so that's where the committee is right now, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
How important is it for you to review the process, to revamp the process? How big a problem do you have to solve?
The bad news is that the caucuses have been characterized by others as a fiasco, as a clown show. Some out-of-town media have characterized it that way. The good news is that on caucus night, we had 100% of precincts reporting. Our certification process, 99% of the caucus precincts were certified. And all of this was done despite the fact that we had one of the largest turnouts in the history of the caucuses, and we had one of the closest elections in the history of presidential politics. And so I think we did 95% of everything right, but we did make some mistakes as well. And we have to look at those mistakes, acknowledge them, review them, and fix them. And that's what we intend to do as a committee.
What were the most grievous mistakes that were made?
Well, you know, I think they come in the three areas where we've appointed subcommittees. I think in the communication of the results, we've analyzed that. And I think we'll have some specific recommendations about how the results are communicated to the public. We'll be consulting with both experts in this area and are consulting with experts in this area members of the state media and the national media as well. And so I think we'll have some very specific recommendations that outline a process for reporting the results that is fair and objective and timely. I think that's a problem that can most definitely be fixed. The other area is in the operations and in the tabulation. Everybody knows that in the certification process, what we call the Form E, some of those were not, a very few number of those were not available, and there's things we can do to rectify that problem. We had more training, in the area of training, we had more training than we have ever had in the history of the caucuses, but that's another area that we're going to look at, and if there's areas that we need to improve there, we will. Dave, I think that the Iowa caucuses are a shining example of grassroots democracy at its very best. I believe that we really had an outstanding caucus and have had outstanding caucuses. There's some data that indicates that the Iowa caucuses are, despite what the critics say, are representative of from a demographic standpoint, from a regional standpoint, from a political preference standpoint, are representative of the rest of the nation. I do believe that we have to do a better job of explaining that the Iowa caucuses are town meetings in which we elect delegates, in which we write our party platform, and in which we take a presidential preference test. That's an exciting story. It's a wonderful process, and we plan to tell that story.
We've had some subcommittee meetings already. How come those meetings aren't public?
Those meetings in the future will be posted. We ramped up very quickly, and I asked the committee chairs to get together and start visiting with their members and start organizing their ideas. But we plan to start posting those meetings as well.
And who are the chairs?
Did you get a copy of the news release? The chairs are on there. The chairs are on the news release. Yep, you bet.
Mr. Schickel, do you think an argument could be made that the Iowa caucuses are a party event? I think a lot of people don't understand, not necessarily understand the distinction between that and an officially state-sanctioned party election, like a general election or a primary election. But over the years, you know, there have been very close state-sponsored elections that have brought out the weaknesses in the system, and you hear election officials say all the time, I go to bed hoping that it's not a close election. Do you think an argument could be made that this test of the caucus system where the failings were brought out because it was so close, that it's really no different than the tests of regular election systems where the failures are brought out because it was so close?
Joyce, this was one of the closest elections in modern presidential history. The original eight vote margin for Governor Romney was the third closest in the history of American politics. The 34 vote margin for the winner, Senator Santorum, was the fourth closest in history. So yes, this really put us to the test, but that's a good thing. Will we ever be put to such a severe test in the future? It's doubtful, but regardless of that, this can be an experience where we can learn and improve the process, and that's what the committee will do.
You indicated a month ago that you were going to be talking with Democrats. Have you gleaned suggestions or ideas from their process whereby they have a trial run at reporting the week before the caucuses? Do you plan to replicate that?
I've had a preliminary discussion with Sue Dvorsky, and we've exchanged cell phone numbers, and I plan to follow up on that.
Would you consider having a dry run the week before?
I'm not going to make specific recommendations at this time, but we are open to all suggestions. That's what this process is all about, so that we can hear the very best that Iowa and the nation has to offer both from Republicans, Democrats, and others.
Bill, you've talked about some of the characterizations from state and national media, but what are you getting from the party, both here in Iowa and across the nation, in terms of whether Iowa should continue to hold this position of first in the nation?
I think that Iowans are love the caucus process. It's such an exciting process to see ordinary citizens to be able to closely examine candidates for the highest office in the land and be able to ask them questions on a one-on-one basis. And so there is tremendous support in Iowa from Republicans and Democrats and ordinary citizens that we hold the first in the nation caucuses. But let me say that those same people all also want us to do it right, and if we've made any mistakes, they want us to fix those mistakes, and we most certainly intend to do that.
Bill, how did the subcommittee members, the committee members, get selected? Was it based on, presidential politics or preferences or anything like that, or regional?
With the entire committee, we tried to match it up both on a geographic basis and on a specific interest. If somebody had a particular skill set in a certain area, then we would try to match those chairs up with that skill set. David Oman, for example, is chairing our public information subcommittee, and he has a lot of experience in that area. We've got other subcommittee members on there that are experienced in that area. But all the subcommittees are going to reach out. They're going to reach out to people within the county, people within the state, and national political leaders to get advice. On operations and tabulation, David Chung is the chair of that, along with Chad Olson, our co-chair. They are very process-oriented, are very familiar with both technology and what we did and what we can do. And then finally, in the area of training, Kathy Pearson from Linn County has had a lot of experience in this area, and she's tapping some tremendous county chairs and others that have really been great examples of how to do advanced training.
Was there any consideration for, form factors,
form factors? Yes, we did take into consideration trying to look at the presidential preference of members to make sure that all areas of the presidential campaigns were represented within the committee. Yes, Jennifer.
And who would get some of the likely suspects on the national level to reach out to?
Well, we have our national committee members that represent Iowa, and they are both serving. We're grateful that they're both serving on this committee, Steve Scheffler and Kim Lehman. It will be theirs and my and our chair's responsibility then to talk with other members of both the Republican National Committee and other political leaders, because obviously those members have a say in how the calendar is set up and what the process will be. So they're certainly a very, very important part of our constituency.
Do you have a formidable task inside the party? Because there are some people who don't like how big the caucuses have become. In fact, one of the counties in which problems developed in reporting the results just doesn't like the fact that there's so much attention paid to the presidential part and not enough paid to the party. Do you have a lot of educating to do within the party in regards to the caucus reporting process?
Kay, that's a great question, and I think that I think that by and large our Republicans, Democrats like the process very much, but we can improve it, because we have to remember that these are community meetings in 1,774 precincts, and we do have other business to discuss: our platform, electing delegates, the presidential preference test is part of that. That's obviously very important. But that's part of the bigger story that we have to tell, both to Iowans and to our national audience, that yes, the presidential preference test is an important part of this, but there are other elements that are important as well, and we have to make sure that those aspects of our caucuses don't become overshadowed.
So are you hearing any rumblings, not from the media, but from party officials about that maybe Iowa
I've heard no one say that Iowa should not hold caucuses. I think there's substantial support, Jennifer, for the caucuses. People want to make sure that we do it right, but people that are involved in this great process that we call democracy, I think have a love for what we're able to do here in Iowa.
But do you think that is there a harder chance for us for the state first, though?
Well, every four, Dave, as you know, every 4 years it's a contest for who's going to be first. But I think we've got we have a great story to tell. I think that we will retain our position as the first in the nation presidential preference test. There has been new information that has come out lately that has showed what a good process this is, how good this is for democracy, how good this is for the country. Most of the alternatives, you start looking at the alternatives to what we have now, the sequential process that starts with ordinary citizens in Iowa, and you look at an alternative such as a national primary, you then begin to talk about who is the best fundraiser, not who has the best ideas. And I don't think that's what our founding fathers had in mind.
Thank you.